弟兄姊妹早安。
I wish you all a joyous Christmas.
愿大家有一个非常愉快的圣诞节。
Now I know it doesn't actually seem like Christmas, does it?
大家可能知道，觉得圣诞还不是很像圣诞节。
It's too warm.
太暖了。
That's why this morning I actually want to talk about fishing.
所以呢，今天陈牧师跟大家讲一讲钓鱼的事情。
Because Jesus talked about fishing.
因为耶稣基督他讲过钓鱼的事。
The original title for my sermon was called Let's Go Fishing.
他原来的那个题目呢，本来是说让我们去钓鱼。
Now I'm not sure if you've ever gone fishing.
我不知道大家有没有去钓过鱼。
But as a boy, my parents had friends who liked to go fishing.
当我是小孩的时候呢，我的父母呢有很多的朋友，他们喜欢去钓鱼。
And maybe three or four times a year, we would go out to a lake and go fishing.
那么一年之内呢，有三到四次呢，会大家一起去到湖里面钓鱼。
But as I got older, it seemed like I was always too busy to go fishing.
但是当我长大了以后呢，好像是太忙了，没时间去钓鱼。
I didn't go fishing for maybe decades.
我已经有几十年没有去钓鱼了。
But actually, earlier this year, I actually went deep sea fishing in the ocean.
但是呢，今年很早的时候呢，我去了一个深海钓鱼。
But to be honest, I didn't catch anything that was big enough to take home.
比较诚实的跟你们讲，因为我钓到的鱼都比较小，没办法带回家。
But it was a lot of fun.
但是我是非常的快乐。
And so when I thought about the title for this message, and thought about Let's Go Fishing, I was wondering if it's the right title.
当我想到今天去讲这个题目，当我讲说是钓鱼的时候呢，我不知道这个题目合不合适。
Because the idea was, yeah, we should all go fishing.
我的主意就是说，让我们一起去钓鱼。
But if I talk about it that way, it seems like, yeah, every once in a while, we should have fun and we should go fishing.
但是当我想到我用这个题目的时候呢，大家会觉得我们应该是有一点乐趣，我们有时间就去钓一钓鱼。
It seemed like it was more like a special event.
当我们这样想的时候呢，就觉得这是一个特殊的一个节目。
But I do not believe this is what Jesus meant, in his word.
但是我相信呢，耶稣基督当他讲这个时候呢，不是他的意思。
He actually meant a change in our lifestyle.
他的意思就是说要改变我们的生活的方式。
And that's why I called this sermon Fishing as a lifestyle.
所以呢，我把这个题目改成了钓鱼成为你的生活的方式。
And so we want to look at the passage that we just read and understand what Jesus is trying to say.
让我们来看一看耶稣基督他这段经文里面要跟我们讲什么东西。
In verse 16 and in part of verse 17, it says, "Passing along the Sea of Galilee." He saw Simon and Andrew, the brother of Simon, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, "Follow me."
耶稣顺着加利利的海边，看见西门和西门的弟兄安德烈在海里撒网，他们本是打鱼的。耶稣对他们说，来跟从我。
So in this sermon, I have three major ideas.
但是在这今天的讲道里面有三个很重要的观点。
First, I want to look at the call of Christ.
第一个，我们要来看看耶稣基督的呼召。
And in verse 17, Jesus said to Andrew and Simon Peter, he said, "Follow me."
在十七节的时候呢，耶稣跟西门和西门的弟兄安德烈，他这样说：“来，跟从我。”
Now we need to pay attention to that command, follow me.
我们要留心他这个呼召，来跟从我。
It is the only command that Jesus gives in this passage.
这个是唯一的一个呼召，耶稣基督叫他们去做的。
Now when Jesus said follow me, he wasn't trying to give directions to people to physically follow him to some place.
当耶稣基督跟他们说来跟从我的时候呢，他没有固定的给他们说你要跟我去某一个地方。
No, instead, when he says follow me, he means follow me as a disciple.
他说跟来跟从我的意思就是说你们要跟从我来做我的门徒。
Now, a disciple is a follower of Jesus Christ.
门徒就是说跟从耶稣基督的人。
That is, they are people who want to think and feel and act like Jesus Christ.
来跟从耶稣基督的人，他们要想做都要跟耶稣基督一样。
We want to grow to be like Jesus Christ.
我们想要成长成为耶稣基督的样式。
So what was Jesus like? What was his purpose in life?
那么耶稣基督是一个什么样的人？我们这应该是过一个什么样的人生？
If we want to grow to be like Jesus, we need to understand what was he passionate about.
当我们要成为耶稣的样式的时候呢，我们要知道耶稣基督来这个来到这里的要我们的生活的目的是什么。
Well, in Luke 19 verse 10, it says, "For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost."
我们看看耶稣基督来到这个地球上面的目的，就是说，在路加福音第19章20节，就是说，人子来为了要拯救世上的人。
The Son of Man refers to Jesus Christ.
那么这个就是我们要跟从耶稣基督的一个第一个目的。
It says his purpose, his passion was to seek and to save those that are lost.
所以耶稣基督来到这里的目的就是要寻找跟拯救世上的人。
He came to help us who were sinners before God.
他来到这里就是说要寻找那些罪人。
Who lost our way in following God.
就是说在神的面前迷失的人。
And so he's calling us to be like him in this passion.
我们他来到这里是呼召我们来跟他一样来寻找那些迷羊。
And so we need to have the same passion as Jesus for those people that are lost.
所以我们要有跟耶稣基督一样的生活的目的来到这个这里。
And so when Jesus spoke to Simon Peter and to Andrew, when he said to follow me, he was saying you need to have the passion to seek and to save the lost.
当耶稣基督跟西门跟安德烈他们两个人说的时候，就是说他们要跟耶稣基督一样来到这里，要寻找跟拯救迷失的人。
The second thing that we need to see from this passage is that this was a call to ordinary people.
第二个我们要看到就是说，这是一个呼召一些平凡的人。
The last part of verse 16 says, "For they were fishermen."
在十六节的时候，他们在那里讲到说，他们两个是打鱼的人。
That James and Andrew, Simon Peter. And Andrew were their job, their vocation was fishing.
那么西门跟安德烈他们两个人的职业就是打鱼的。
Later on, we'll read about James and John as well.
那么后我们以后呢会看到约翰跟
James John
and 约翰
and they also were fishermen.
他们两个也是打鱼的人。
And so we know that Jesus was not just calling the people that were high in position.
那么耶稣基督来到这里不单单是寻找那些职位高的人。
He was not just calling people that were highly educated.
他不是单单来呼召那些有非常有知识的人。
He didn't just call people that were studying to be rabbis and priests.
他不是要寻找那些祭司或者是其他有职位的人。
He was callingOrdinary people.
他同时也呼召那些平凡的人。
Because fishing was an ordinary job.
那么打鱼是一个很平凡的工作。
It would be like saying, Jesus is calling people who work in the restaurant business.
那耶稣基督好像就来到这里要呼召那些在餐厅里面工作的人一样。
It was not some special job.
他那些不是很特别的工作。
Fishing was a hard life.
打鱼是一种很辛苦的工作。
But it was something to make a living.
就是说，是为了生活而做的工作。
And so we note here that Jesus called just ordinary people.
所以我们知道，耶稣来呼召是一些平凡的人。
And then we also note that Jesus' call here is to imperfect people.
那么耶稣基督来到这里呢，也是寻找那些不完美的人。
Now we note that in the beginning here, Jesus is calling two brothers.
那么我知道耶稣基督呢来这里之前呢是来呼召了两个弟兄。
One is called Simon, the other is called Andrew.
一个是西门，一个叫安德烈。But
Simon is also the same as Simon Peter.
那么西门也叫彼得。And
we know from our reading and understanding of the Bible that Peter, even though he was a disciple of Jesus, he was an imperfect person.
那么我们知道使徒彼得呢，他是一个不完美的人。We
know that he was a person that sometimes was very impulsive.
他是一个非常冲动的，他是一个不是很老练的人。Many
times he would talk about things and get in trouble for the things that he said.
他是有个大嘴巴，经常是讲话是闯祸的。And
so we know that Peter was an imperfect person.
所以我们知道彼得是一个不完美的人。And
God uses imperfect people.
但上帝使用不完美的人。He
calls them to be his followers.
他呼召他们成为他的门徒。And
we look throughout the Bible, we note that God uses imperfect people.
那么我们读这个圣经的时候呢，我们发现神一直在用那些不完美的人。We
know that Noah got drunk.
我们知道挪亚他喝醉酒。Abraham,
he was too old.
亚伯拉罕他是一个很老的人。Jacob
was a liar.
Jacob 是约翰是一个撒谎的人。
Moses perhaps had a stuttering.
那么摩西呢是一个笨口笨脚的人。David
had an affair.
那么大卫王他有外遇。Jonah
ran away from God.
那个约拿那个先知逃离神。Paul
was a murderer.
那么保罗是一个杀人的人。And
John Mark quit his missionary team.
John Mark. And
so we see that throughout the Bible, God uses imperfect people.
所以我们看这个圣经的时候呢，神使用了很多那些不完美的人。And
so as we look at the call of Jesus, as he calls his first disciples, we note these things.
当我们看到神呼召他十二个门徒的时候呢，我们注意到了这些事情。As
he calls people to be his followers, he calls ordinary people and he calls imperfect people.
当他呼召那些人来做他的门徒的时候呢，他呼召那些不完美的人。And
he calls them to grow and to follow him and to be like him.
他呼召他们的时候呢，让他们在他的身边可以成长，然后跟从他。But
the second major point in this passage is the commitment of Christ.
那么第二个要讲就是说，你是怎么样的委身。
In verse 17, it says, "And Jesus said to them, 'Follow me, and I will make you become fishers of men.'"
那十七节的时候，他说，你跟从我，那么我就叫你们得人如得鱼。So
Jesus is calling people to follow him to be his disciples.
那么耶稣基督呼召这些人来成为他的门徒。But
if people are willing to follow him, he promises that he will make them become fishers of men.
那么耶稣基督他们就是给他们一个应许，当他们跟从耶稣基督的时候呢，他们就应许他们得人如得鱼。This
is Jesus' commitment.
这是耶稣基督的应许。This
is his job.
这是耶稣基督的工作,
that he takes ordinary people,
他就是呼召那些平凡的人,
he takes imperfect people,
寻找那些不完美的人,
and he makes them become fishers of men.
他让他们成为得人如得鱼。
Now why does Jesus use this metaphor of fishing for a fishing?
那么耶稣基督为什么用这个比喻呢?
Because he was talking to people whose occupation was fishing.
因为他当时是跟那些渔民在讲话。
In other portions of Scripture, Jesus talks about a shepherd seeking the lost sheep.
那么另外的不同的地方，他讲到比喻的时候呢，就是说啊，牧羊人啊，他们牧养他们的羊。
In other portions of Scripture, he talks about workers in a harvest field.
那么有时候呢，他会讲到那个啊，农民在收割的时候的那个比喻。
And so as Jesus was talking to people whose occupation was fishing, he wanted to help them to understand what he was talking about.
当他跟渔民讲话的时候，他就用打鱼的比喻来跟他们讲，让他们明白是什么东西。
And so he gave this metaphor, this analogy of fishing.
他就用这种比喻打鱼来教导他们。
Now, the purpose of fishing is obviously to get as many fish as possible.
那么打鱼的目的就是说打越多的鱼就越好。
And there were at least three different ways that people fished in those days.
我们现在打鱼的话，最起码有三种方法来打鱼。
One was what perhaps we know as the line and hook.
那么我们经常会讲到的就是用鱼竿跟鱼钩来钓鱼。
So they would have a pole and have a line and a hook that would try to catch fish one by one.
我们有用这种方法钓鱼的时候，又有鱼竿、有鱼线、鱼钩来一条一条的钓。
But there was also a second way of fishing.
那么第二种钓鱼的方法就是。
And I believe this is the method that Andrew and Peter and Simon Peter were using.
这个是应该是当时的西门跟安德烈他们在使用的方法。
They basically had a circular net.
他们当时有一个很圆圈的一个网。
It's probably 9 feet in diameter.
那么大概是半径，就是说大概有九尺的那么半径。
And around the edges of this net, they would have rocks tied to it that would weigh down the net.
那么在这个网的边缘上面呢，有些金属或者是石头的东西呢，挂在那个网上。
And so they could even stand on the shore and just throw out this net, and the net would fall down to the bottom of the lake.
所以当他们就是站在岸边的时候呢，把那个网撒出去的时候，这个石头或者金属就把这个网
And then they would go and gather up the fish that they would catch.
那么当这个网下去的时候呢，这个石头跟金属呢就合起来，就把那个鱼困在那个网中间。
And there was a third method that they used in catching fish in those days.
那么第三种钓鱼的方法现在呢，我们在使用的呢？
And that's actually referred to in Matthew chapter 13.
那么这是在马太福音十三章。
It's called a drag net.
那就是说拖网。
That is, they had a net that was shaped like a cone.
那么就是网呢，好像一个圆那个一个一个空一样啊。
And so they would throw out this net on from the boat and begin to row the boat.
那么他把这个网放下去的时候，好像一个圈一样的话，那两只船在旁边就开过去。
And as the boat and the net went along, they would scoop up the fish.
那么当两只船拖着那个圆网这样出去的时候呢，就把鱼兜在这个网的中间。
And so Jesus was pointing to this art of fishing to point them to become followers of Jesus.
那么耶稣呢，用这种比喻呢，就叫那些门徒跟从耶稣。
And remember, Jesus' purpose is to seek and to save the lost.
我们要知道耶稣基督来到这个世上的目的就是要寻找跟拯救那些迷失的人。
And so what Jesus was saying to these fishermen is you need to go out and capture people by teaching and persuasion.
那么耶稣基督就教导这些门徒说你们要出去呢来寻找跟教导这些那些人。
You are to capture people to...have them become disciples, followers of Jesus.
你们要去寻找这些人，捉住他们来跟从耶稣基督。
So when we talk about being fishers of men and of women, we're talking about making disciples.
当我们讲到说要出去打鱼的时候，跟这些人就是说你们要出去寻找那些人来让他们成为门徒。
That this is fulfilling the Great Commission.
那就是说要完成这个大使命。
And he was calling these people to become a change in their lifestyle.
就是说把这些人寻找来的时候呢，要改变他们的生活的方式。
It was not just every once in a while we're going to go fishing and have some fun.
并不是说我们有时间的时候呢就出去啊打一打鱼来享受一下生活。
Because these people, Simon, Peter, and Andrew, this was not something they did for fun.
因为现在出去打鱼的这些人呢，他们是去打鱼是他们的，不是为了要享受生活。
This was their life.
这是他们的生活要去养生的一个工作。
And so Jesus is seeking these people to be his followers.
耶稣基督来寻找这些人成为他们的门徒。
And if these people commit to following him, Jesus commits to making them into fishers of men.
那么耶稣基督呢应许当他们跟从耶稣基督的时候呢，他们会成为一个得人如得鱼的一个鱼。
And please note that this is Jesus' responsibility.
你们要明白这个是耶稣基督的工作。
Because you may think, oh, I could never make disciples.
你们不要以为说我永远不会成为门徒。
You may say, well, I'm not very knowledgeable.
你可能会说，哎，我知识上面不是那么好。
I don't know the Bible very well.
我对圣经不是很认识。
I don't have a good education.
我的教育也不是那么高。
I'm an introvert. That is someone who doesn't.
我并不是一个口齿伶俐的人。
And so sometimes we would say, oh, I could never be a disciple of Jesus.
那么你们就说，哎呀，我永远不会成为耶稣基督的门徒。
But notice it is Jesus' responsibility.
你们要知道，这是耶稣基督的工作。
He doesn't say, follow me and you make yourself become a disciple.
他并不是说你要跟从我，然后你自己要成为一个门徒。
He said, Jesus said, follow me and Jesus will make you become fishers of men.
耶稣基督是说，你跟从我，我会令你成为一个得人如得鱼的人。
So if you willingly follow Jesus, it's his responsibility to shape you and mold you to become a disciple of Jesus.
当你愿意跟从耶稣基督的时候呢，耶稣基督就会把你锻炼成为一个得人如得鱼的人。
You may be an ordinary person.
你可能是一个平凡的人。
You may be an imperfect person.
你可能是一个不完美的人。
But Jesus can make you be a follower of Jesus.
但是耶稣基督可以让你成为门徒。
That is, he will help you to think, feel, and act like Jesus.
他会让你想、感觉、行为上面都像耶稣基督。
And we see that Jesus literally did that to Andrew and to Simon Peter.
耶稣基督很直接的这样跟西门跟安德烈这样讲。
And we see that also later on with James and John as well.
那么我们跟后面的时候呢，看到他跟约翰他们两兄弟也是一样的这样讲。
Now it didn't happen overnight.
我们没有这个
instantly.
OK.就是说它不会发生，就是说 一夜之间就会成为。
You know that Jesus spent 3 years full time with his 12 disciples.
他耶稣基督使用了3年的时间跟他们在一起。
He showed them many things. He taught them many things.
他跟他们显示很多东西，也教导了他们很多的东西。
And even after 3 years, they still weren't ready.
即使是3年以后呢，他们仍然还没有准备好。
But Jesus also gave them the Holy Spirit to be able to empower them as well.
但是耶稣基督把圣灵降下来帮助他们。
And so don't think that becoming a disciple is something that instantaneous.
不要想以为呢成为门徒就是说一夜之间就可以成为门徒的事情。
But it can be a process that can take many, many years.
这个可能是一个很多年的一个成长的过程。
Now, obviously,Andrew and Peter had the benefit of literally having Jesus disciple them.
当然我们可以看到西门跟安德烈呢有很多的福利，就是跟从了耶稣基督有三年时间跟他们在一起。
And you may say, well, Jesus is not here anymore, so how can I be discipled?
那你可能会想，哦，耶稣基督现在不在我的身边，我怎么会成为一个门徒呢？
But I can even point to myself as an example.
但是我可以呢，陈牧师可能用自己作为一个例子。
Because I never had someone who literally took me under their wing and discipled me.
陈牧师没有一个人呢直接把他带起来。
But I listened to lots of sermons.
但是我听了很多的讲道。
I read a lot of books.
我读了很多的书。
And especially in those days, I listened to a lot of cassette tapes.
啊，听了很多的那些磁带。
A lot of famous speakers who I just had the tapes of, and I listened to them over and over again.
一些很出名的讲道的讲员的话，我就把他们的讲道录下来，反复的听。
And after a while, some of those thoughts stuck into my head.
那么一段时间以后呢，那些思想、那些观点的东西呢，就会在我的头里面。
And slowly, I began to change my life.
那么啊，慢慢的话，我的生活的方式就会改变了。
Because it's not just a matter of getting a lot of knowledge in your head, it's also putting it into action in your life.
不单单是很多的知识进到你的思想里面，但是这些东西也会影响到你的生活的方式。
And I would say today there's even more resources available to us.
我可以跟你们讲，就是现在啊，在网络上面的话，或者是书店里面的这资源更多。
Even in the early church, they didn't have even Bibles for them to carry around.
在早期的教会里面呢，连圣经都没有。
Because they were all in scrolls in those days, and only it was very special.
就是那个书卷是非常特别，也是很重的。
Now all of us, we own a Bible.
但是现在目前我们每一个人都有一本。
We own many Bibles, maybe.
啊，我们可能多过一本圣经在家里。
And today we have internet, we can watch videos online.
现在我们有互联网，我们可以啊在网上看很多的东西。
Or if you're an old person like me, you can listen to cassettes.
你如果是一个年纪比较大的，好像陈牧师一样，你可以听那些磁带。
But there are lots of ways Jesus can disciple you.
啊，这是有很多的方式，耶稣基督可以啊教导你。
If you're willing to follow him.
只要你愿意跟从耶稣。
And that's the last point.
那么最后一点，
that our commitment to the call of Christ.
我们的委身。
Jesus is calling us to follow him.
耶稣基督啊，呼召我们来跟从他。
He says that if we are willing to follow him, he can help us to become fishers of men.
他说，只要你们跟从，愿意跟从我，我就使你们得人如得鱼。
But the critical question is, are we committed enough to follow him?
这个问题就是说，我们有没有完全的委身呢？
We read for Simon and Andrew in verse 18. We see their response in verse 18.
我们来看看西门跟安德烈他们两个人的啊，听到呼召以后，他们所做的东西的事情。
When he called them to follow him, it says in verse 18, and immediately they left their nets and followed him.
我们看看第十八节，就是说。他们就立刻舍了网。
Verse 19, it says, And going on a little farther, he saw James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, who were in their boats mending the nets, and immediately he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired servants and followed him.
那么第二十九节里面就是说，再往前走一点的时候呢，就看到西比泰的儿子雅各和雅各的兄弟约翰在船上捕网，耶稣随即呼召他们，他们就把父亲西比泰和雇工留在船上，就跟从了耶稣。
So for these two sets of brothers, as Jesus called them, they immediately left their vocation, their occupation, and followed Jesus.
那么我们从这里两兄弟的行动里面，我们就看到，当耶稣基督一呼召他们的时候，他们立刻就舍了网，跟从了耶稣。
Now, how could they just leave their nets to follow Jesus?
我们就啊有一个疑问，就是说，为什么他们可以立刻就舍下了他们的职业跟工具，就立刻跟从了耶稣呢？
Because these people realized that Jesus indeed was the Messiah.
因为他们知道耶稣基督就是这个救世主。
And so they were not following Jesus to get eternal life.
他们跟从耶稣基督是要来得到永生。
But they follow Jesus in appreciation for what he has done already.
他们现在跟从耶稣，而且是感谢耶稣为他们所做的。
And so I believe that is also should be our response.
这个也应该是我们的一个回应。
Jesus didn't say, follow me and then I will give you eternal life.
耶稣基督并不单单的跟他们讲，你们跟从我，我就给你们一个永生。
He gives us eternal life as a free gift.
他们给他们的永生是当作一个免费的一个礼物。
All we need to do is have faith that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and He died for our sins.
我们所需要做的就是说，我们有信心承认耶稣基督是为了我们的罪而舍命。
But because Jesus did this for us, we need to. If we really believe it, we should appreciate him.
当我们相信这个东西的时候呢，当我们知道的时候，承认的时候呢，我们一定要非常要感谢耶稣基督所做的。
I believe in this congregation. A few months ago, the son of Pastor Fung gave his testimony here.
前几个礼拜的时候呢，我们雅各牧师的儿子他来我这里，我们这是那个短宣的一个分享。
Tim and Christine Fung are now in North Africa.
那个Tim 跟Christine Fung 冯牧师的那个两儿子跟儿媳是在那个非洲那边做宣教。
And someone had asked Christine Fung, "What? You could just live here in the United States?"
就是有些弟兄姊妹就问那个冯牧师的儿媳妇，就是说你应该可以住在美国啊。
You could get jobs here in the United States and have a comfortable life.
你可以在你这么好的教育，在美国可以找到一份很好的工作，是有一个很舒服的生活啊。
Why are you going to North Africa?
为什么你要去北非呢？
And Christine's answer was, "He is worth it."
That Christine 就回答弟兄姊妹说啊，耶稣基督是值得我们这样做的。
Her Lord is worth it.
那么他说他的主。
At Christmas, we celebrate the fact that God became a human being.
那么我们在圣诞节的话，我们是在感谢上帝，神成为人子。
God became a little baby.
神成为人的样式，成为一个小孩子。
Because He wanted to be our representative.
他要成为我们的一个代表。
And as our representative to die for our sins.
他成为一个赎罪祭，为我们的罪献在十字架上面。
Now, I do not believe that Jesus is calling everyone to give up their vocation to be his missionary, for instance.
我想耶稣基督并不是呼召每一个人都是放弃了你们的生活，是去做短宣。
If he calls us, certainly we should respond.
但是如果耶稣基督真的呼叫你做宣教的话，那我们一定要回应。
But I want you to know that there's lots of fish around here.
但是我同时也想告诉你们，我们在周围有很多迷失的人。
That is, there are lots of people who need to know about Jesus.
有很多人在我们周围需要认识耶稣基督。
They could be your neighbor.
他可能是你的邻居。
They could be your family.
可能是你家里的人。
They could be your friends.
可能是你的朋友。
But they need Jesus.
他们需要耶稣。
They don't know anything about him.
他们一点都不认识耶稣。
And so, Jesus wants you to go fishing.
耶稣基督要你去打鱼。
As a lifestyle.
成为一个打鱼的人生。
Now, for some people, they are like evangelists.
有些人就可能比较是福音性的啊。
They are people who have these big nets and they catch lots of fish.
他们有一个很大的网在外面。寻找了很多迷羊来到了教会。
Maybe for you, it's just catching one fish at a time.
你可能没有一个网，你就有一个鱼竿。
As you pray for your friend.
当你可以，你这样或你可以为你的朋友来祷告。
As you share with your family members, perhaps at Christmas dinner.
你可以跟你的朋友或者是家人在那个圣诞节晚餐的时候跟他们分享耶稣基督。
That you are helping to.By teaching and persuasion to get these people to follow Jesus as well.
你可以教导劝勉他们来跟从耶稣基督。
So our theme as a church in this coming year is to mobilize to evangelize.
那么我们2016年的那个教会的一个主题就是要来传扬这个福音。
And so part of that is helping us to become fishers of men and women.
那么其中的一个目的就是想要把我们的弟兄姊妹成为一个打鱼的人。
God uses ordinary and imperfect people like you and me.
上帝使用平凡的、不完美的人，好像你跟我。
He can transform us and make us into fishers of men.
他可以把我们改造成为一个打鱼的人。
But it starts with being a committed follower of Jesus Christ.
但是你首先要委身来跟从耶稣基督。
That you make him the Lord and Master of your life.
你要让耶稣基督成为你人生的主。
That you're willing to do whatever he tells you to do.
你愿意听从他，跟做任何他想要你做的事情。
And as you are willing to follow him, he will transform you into fishers of men and women.
当你相信他的时候，他就会改造你成为一个打鱼的人。
So the question is, if Jesus came to you, follow me, what would you say?
那么现在的问题就是说，如果耶稣基督以圣灵来感动你说要你跟从他的时候，你怎么说呢？
As you think about all that Jesus did to give you salvation.
你要想到耶稣基督给了你很多的那个啊，给了你那个拯救。
Giving his life for you.
给了他的生命给你。
Are you willing to give your life back to him?
你愿不愿意把你的生命奉献回去给耶稣呢？
I hope so.
我希望是这样的。
Let's bow together in prayer.
让我们低头一同的祷告。
Thank you for this story about these fishermen.
神啊，我们感谢你啊，在这个啊用到打鱼的一个比喻里面。
And you made it very easy for them to understand.
你用这个比喻让渔民们非常容易的明白。
That your purpose on this earth was to seek and to save the lost.
你来到让他们明白，你来到这个世上的目的就是要寻找跟拯救世上的人。
And you call us to be like you.
你呼召我们要成为你的样式。
So we pray that as you call us to follow you, that we will respond.
我们向你现在祷告，祷告就是让我们听到你的呼召的时候，我们愿意跟从你。
Not to gain salvation.
不是要得到我们的什么东西。
But because of the great salvation that you've given to us.
而是因为你的大爱赐给我们的。
We pray that we would be willing to give up our comfortable lives to follow you.
我们向你祷告，就是让我们愿意舍弃我们舒服的生活。
For some of us, it may mean going and moving.
可能是对某些人是说要你们去移民。
But maybe changing careers.
可能是转变你的职业。
For some of us, it means just staying where we are.
可能对某些人来说，可能是我们目前还是安定不动。
But being a person that is fishing one by one to the people that are around us.
可能是需要利用你来一个一个来拯救你们旁边的人。
In whatever way or method that you want, help us all to be fishers of men and women.
无论你是什么样的样式，什么样的一个呼召，主啊，让你你的圣灵来塑造我们成为打鱼的人。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣基督的名求。